Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
South Africa getting ready for May 29, the general election. And we're checking in with the various political parties, finding out what they regard the major issues to be this election, what they're expecting from it, and their general state of readiness. We're joined now by Build One South Africa's founder and leader, Musi Mamani. Good to have you with us, Musi. How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing very well, Darren. It's great to be on your show, and it's my great privilege. I'm feeling strong. I'm feeling energized. I love this country, love the fight, and so I'm really excited about these elections.
How have the preparations gone for Build One South Africa so far? You positive?
Yeah. You know, I feel like we're like a bit like some soccer teams. We're starting to peak at the right time, which I think is an important state of readiness to be. Given that now it's just under in the last month of elections, we're finding some profound momentum in communities. You know, when you start a new political party, you know, being able to grow in all 9 provinces, have candidates from all 9 provinces, and then have those candidates begin to work extraordinarily hard heading towards May the 29th is a really, really exciting journey. And so I feel quite encouraged by the fact that you could arrive in Limpopo and a whole crowd of South Africans can come through. Now we are in Gqeberha in the Eastern Cape, and South Africans are excited about our message and our offer, because I think at their core, South Africans actually want a South Africa that works for all. They want to build. They're tired of things being broken down. They want to work together. And if anything about chasing the sun is an example of, is that we all long to work together because we all believe that when we do, South Africa can be great. And so I feel like there hasn't been a community that's kicked us out, at least. And I feel very confident that South Africans are going to turn out to vote for us on the 29th.
Musi, you're a man who's very, very experienced in South African politics. You've been leader of the official opposition for a long while as well. What's your reading of the electorate going into 2024? Many voters didn't bother turning up at the polling stations last time around.
Yeah, I think there's a deep sense upon which there's a mistrust of politicians, and I'm very understanding of that for many South Africans. And there's a sense upon which people feel like, you know, politicians come at hours such as this, and then they disappear afterwards. That's why when I started Build One South Africa, I said, we've got to change that. Because, and one of the ways to do that is to say, let the people dominate their candidates. Because it's those candidates that would live in their communities post their elections. And secondly, let's make politics possible for non-politicians. That's why when you look at our list, you'll discover there are people with business experience, academic experience, all of that, because we were very intentional about going, politics is far too important to be left up to politicians in that sense. And so the mood on the ground, at least from our perspective, is one that says, wow, this is something that is fresh, something we can work with. But I can also appreciate the fact that given the state where sometimes even there's load shedding, water shedding, corruption levels, I do think South Africans are desperate for change. And so that's why I want to encourage people to go, the votes are going to matter when we build a grand coalition of the opposition to put a new government. And the message we've got to get out to South Africans is that in this election, every vote counts. Because if for numerical sake, there were 10 votes available and the ANC conceivably got 6 and the opposition 4, if one of those 10 stays behind who was going to vote for the opposition, it becomes 6 out of 9, if you like. And then the ANC's percentage increases from 60% to higher than that. So you can see that in this election, I want to urge South Africans, every vote's going to count. And this contest is not about big versus small. It's about old versus new. And I'm saying, go out and vote for new. Why? Because we are going to be the parties that are going to hold the balance of power. And so you want the right people to be able to hold that balance of power. Otherwise, you're going to end up in a scenario where it doesn't matter whether the biggest party is the ANC or whatever, is that someone has to hold that balance of power. Someone has to be able to go, for you to get over 51%, these are the things we want for all South Africans. And so my urgency to people is give us that right to be in the room when a discussion is taking place about the future of this country.
You're untested at this level. What are your realistic expectations going into May 29?
Yeah, I'm feeling quite good. You know, we're going for between 5 to 10%. We think that it's possible. And I don't say that to be Pollyanna-ish. One, when you look at the polls, my own favorability sits in the top four leaders in the country. And probably the most, other than Julius, are more favorable than any other opposition leader. So that's the first. So South Africans are familiar with Musi Maimane. So yeah, given that they haven't tested Bosa, but they have tested me, and we've come to know each other and build a relationship with South Africans. But on the second score, we're very clear about the fact that whether you believe polls or not, but one of the things that has indicated, for example, in the Western Cape, we're the fourth largest party there. In the recent poll in KZN, we're now over 5%. In Gauteng, we're growing. So we feel we can aggregate that across the country and look at how best we could be able to occupy that space of being in the room to be able to decide where the future of this country goes. And we're feeling quite confident that at least of the million South Africans who historically would have voted for the ANC are thinking of staying at home, I want to give them this simple message. There is life after the ANC, and there is a future for you. Even if you're an ANC member, you don't have to be an ANC voter. You can come out, and the additional million are the South Africans who are sitting at home of the 14 million who've never voted, who are thinking, should I turn out? I'm saying to them, come out. You and all the new ones will be the difference that this election makes.
Key manifesto points for Build One South Africa?
It's a job in every home, man. The pain in this country is that more than 40% of our households don't have a single adult getting up to go to work. That is our single biggest crisis. And when children are waking up in a home like that, not only is it a function of a lack of dignity, but no lack of role modeling. So yes, in many households in this country, there might be one person who's working, etc. But for us to have peace in this country and safety, we have to ensure that there's a job in every home. And we've done that by simply saying, let's fix Eskom, let's fix the logistics, let's ensure that our young people are educated, because to ask our kids to pass at 30% is a crime. So let's make sure that they can pass at 50% so they can participate. Let's keep our streets safe by devolving policing down to the ground and make sure there's intelligence that sits on the ground. And then lastly, let's ensure that we stimulate micro-enterprise. Let's fund them. I've proposed 220 billion rand to give to SMEs so that they can create a job in every home and a job closer to home. So if we get those things right, we'll be able to deliver what we need to do. So our manifesto is really, I don't like manifestos because they sometimes become synonymous with the word promise, and promises eventually become empty. We've said, here's our plan. Our jobs plan, we have a 10 points in the jobs plan, and perhaps maybe an anticipated question would be, if you then work with anyone in government, what would be the conditions? The conditions are that 10-point plan about fixing Eskom, fixing Transnet, educating our kids, keeping broadband infrastructure going. All of those points are the only conditions we'll work with anyone.
So many new parties that haven't contested general elections in South Africa previously are lined up for this one. Casting my eye down the card, I see in total nationally probably more than 50 different political parties that voters have a choice of. Isn't there a danger of fragmenting? We often hear opposition politicians make this point, but I'd be interested in your thoughts on it. Isn't there a danger of the opposition vote then being fragmented?
No, I don't. I think that our system is baked for proportional representation. So it is unfortunately a systems error, if I can put it that way. That's why when I went to the Constitutional Court, we said, let's amend the system so that it's a constituency-based model and direct elections, so that actually if you live in Gqeberha, you know who your member of parliament is, you know your member of provincial legislatures, and you can directly vote for them. But because we haven't changed the system to that point, we've ended up with a number of parties participating. But whether those parties get however many votes they get, that's what will happen. My predictions are quite simple. You'll end up with, at the National Assembly, just over 12 parties. I don't think you'll have more than that, because an election is both expensive and it's very labor-intensive. So you need to know, you need to have those two things. And even if you can have 100 new parties, they're just not going to be able to raise the muscle to be able to contest. So I think we'll end up with about 12. And what I can promise South Africans is that post the elections on May the 30th, immediately there'll be a conversation about how do you merge those parties to come together so that in the next cycle we can have one coordinated offer. We couldn't get it right this time, but I'm convinced that post the system and amending of the Electoral Act, we'll be able to get it right. I've been doing my bit. You know, we announced the fact that there was a merger of 7 parties who are all committed to working and voting for Bosa. And more civil society, religious bodies, many of them are coming on board saying, we want to be part of the Bossa Alliance or the Bossa Movement, and we'll put Bossa on the ballot. And I think that's the future of what South African politics will look like. So yes, I hear the argument about fragmentation, but again, I do think that there are only a few that are really serious. And I think South Africans, when they drive around their streets, will look around for posters, and then you know those are the limited options. When you look at leadership, just the task of leadership, there are only really, when you think about the top five leaders in this country, it's President Ramaphosa, former President Zuma, Julius Malema, myself, and then I think it's Helen Zille. Of those top five leaders, you can think and consider for yourself, who do you vote for out of those five? We already know the track record of Mr. Zuma and Mr. Ramaphosa, so you can pick if you want the EFF or you want Bossa. I'm encouraging people to vote for Bossa because those are the top five leaders in the country.
Bossa versus the, is it an 11-party, multi-party charter?
It isn't part of the multi-party charter because at the time of asking, we wanted to be very clear that, someone who typically votes for the ANC isn't going to leap over and vote for the DA. It just doesn't always work like that. Let's give them something that sits in the center. So we have an ideological difference with some of the issues that sit within the multi-party charter. Secondly, the multi-party charter doesn't get over 50%. It gets to 50%. So who's going to get that middle ground that is going to tilt us over the 50 plus 1%? And then lastly, I happen to think that when more people vote for Bossa, what we can do is that after the elections, bring parties that are in the multi-party charter, parties that are not in the multi-party charter, UDM, etc., to bring them all on board so that we can bring about the change that we need on a grand opposition coalition.
Always a pleasure catching up with you. He is the founder and leader of Build One South Africa, joining us on Behind the Herald Headlines today, Musi Mamani. Go well, sir.
Much appreciated. Thank you very much.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.